That's probably like Sam Mitchell's golf game. Just move it down the middle, move it down the middle, and then get dialed in around the green.
That's exactly what I expect out of Sam. I don't think it's flashy. I don't think it's long off the tee.
Augusta.
I think it's just accurate, and it's on the money, and he rolls putts. Because that's how you win. That's how you win dough, right? What do they say?
That's right.
Drive for show.
Putt for dough.
Here he is, longtime NBA head coach, player, coach of the year up here in Toronto, our TSN NBA and Raptors analyst, Sam Mitchell. Is that an accurate assessment of your golf game?
Very, man. You guys act like you've actually played with me before, but that's very accurate. I'm not long, like people would think, because of my height and background. I'm not long, but I'm accurate. And I'm a streaky putter, so I can get hot on the greens. But the thing that I do, I keep it in play. And I give myself a chance for par, guys. My motto is, in the group of guys that I play with, par going to beat them. If I can make 18 pars, I'm going to win a lot of dough.
Yep.
Yeah, so what is that saying about the guys you play with? They're very basically not very good because they never threaten with a birdie. Let's get serious.
No. They are. They're good, man. Some of these guys, I have one friend I played with. He missed qualifying for the senior U.S. Open by one shot. So I think we're some good players, guys. But the thing about it, they're always attacking the pin. So they're always putting themselves in a tough situation. I'm middle of the green, two putt, take my par and go on.
Do you ever walk in a putt like Kevin Na? Because this guy is famous, man. He did it again all weekend in Hawaii. He'll have a 20-foot putt. It'll be 10 feet out, and he starts walking it in at the cup. It's outrageous.
I do when my friends are talking trash. And, you know, like one of my friends, a drain, a putt, and start talking trash and count his money before he can put it in his pocket. And I like to be that guy that put in last with everything on the line and drain a 15-footer to break their heart. I love it. And then when I do that, I do my, I do my little dance, my little jig, and I take my hat off, and I slam it on the green, and I point to all the fake fans in the crowd that's applauding me.
Sam, I got to ask you before we get to the basketball stuff, Sam. Like, does the money ever get, like, in the way of the friendship? Like, of a couple of your buddies, I know you got tons of money, but, like, do they ever say, like, I just don't want to keep doing this? Does it ever get, like, friction, or it's all cool?
No, it's cool, man, because to be honest with you, we don't bet that much, man. I mean, we normally bet $20, $40 on a good day. We'll play some type of skins game or something like that. But we never, because we're all such good friends, there's about 12 of us that play together quite regularly. We never bet each other over 50, 75
Perfect.
Bucks.
Perfect.
Our whole thing, it's not about the money, guys. We're not trying to pay no bills out there. We just got to have a little something on the line, add a little pressure, and to give you bragging rights. And what we normally do, whoever wins the most money picks up the check for lunch. So we always give it back.
That's the play. We're chatting with Sam Mitchell ahead of the Raptors game tonight. Dallas taking on the Raps in Tampa. The Raptors favorite out of Vegas tonight. And, you know, speaking about just being cool, calm, and collected, I'm watching the end of the game on Saturday night, and it's basically the Raptors have the lead. Charlotte's trying to foul. And the Raps, I believe, are coming out of a timeout. They inbound the ball. Chris Boucher gets the ball. Now, if this happened a year ago, you know, Nick Nurse would pass out. You'd be like, A, why is Boucher on the court in this situation? B, he's got it, and he's got to close this game. But that wasn't the case because Boucher steps up to the line, drains both free throws. His free throw percentage has been impressive. His numbers have been off the charts. He was a rebound away from a double-double on Saturday night. I don't know what's happened with Chris Boucher. I don't know how it's gotten to this point where he is playing with confidence and he is contributing. But I hope it can keep up. Are you a believer that maybe they've found something, he's found something, and this could be sustainable for Boucher and the Raptors?
I think so, guys. When you watch this young man play, first of all, he's unafraid. You know, I know people talk trash. Say, sometimes he'll take some bad shots. Well, guess what, guys? The guys that have confidence in themselves, every now and then going to take a bad shot here and there. But he's learned from it. And the thing that I like about Chris is that he accepts coaching. And the reason I say that, not being there, is look how his game has changed. He's not taking bad shots. He's not making dumb mental error mistakes like he did in the past. He's the best center. He's an accurate three-point shooter. He sails out. Anytime he has to contest a three in the corner, I mean, he sails out and goes after it. He blocks shots. And right now, you know, look, Nick Nurse has been starting him in some games in the second half, coming out of the halftime. But I think at some point, this kid is pushing for a starting job. And I know you want to balance out the lineup, but at some point, Meek's going to have to think about seriously starting this kid at center.
I agree. I mean, I don't think Nick Nurse has really any faith in Aaron Baines right now. He's still playing very limited minutes, if at all. Alex Len is what he is. You know, Boucher is not your conventional 7-foot, you know, 280-pound presence, but he works. You know, and he allows Siakam, I think more importantly, he allows Siakam to play a position that he's probably more comfortable with as well, right? He can take a little bit of the load off Siakam, where if you're playing Norm instead of Boucher, Pascal's got to be the five. You know, he's got to control the paint. He's got to give you more rebounds. And I think that's another part of the factor here.
And I like that, guy. I like that. It takes Pascal from living at that three-point line. We've seen, Leo says this all the time, Leo Routen. The three-point shot should be part of your arsenal. It shouldn't be your main arsenal when you're Pascal Siakam. And it used to make me cringe when I would watch him in games have more three-point attempts than free throws. I mean, he's got to get down here. He's got to get to the basket. And he has to score in a lot of different ways. You know, for me, you know, knocking a three here and there, get to the free throw line, get out in transition, get some baskets off offensive rebounds and post up, and that's how you get your 22 to 25 every night.
Luka Doncic in town tonight. We've spoken about him many times with you on the show, and he's a walking, talking triple-double now. I mean, he's basically averaging a triple-double. I think he's just short. But his team's a 500 club. You know, he's kind of it's kind of like Russ to an extent when he was in Oklahoma City. You know, it's like
no,
Russell.
No.
You don't see it that way? You think Dallas is better? You think he's in a different position or what?
Yeah, I think they're better, and especially when Porzingis, you know, he's back now. When he gets healthy, gets his time. Remember now, this is the same Dallas Mavericks team that had the Clippers on the rope last year in the first round of the playoffs. And you think about it. If Porzingis doesn't go down in game one, Dallas won game two. They could have beat the Clippers. I really thought they could have beat the Clippers if they would have had a healthy Porzingis. So we're not going to see the real Dallas team until he gets back and get into the flow. But I'm not going to go there yet with Luka that he has triple-doubles that don't equate to wins. You know, Russ, that's been said about Russ. The triple-double's been watered down since I played. But I still say Luka, triple-doubles can equate to wins once he gets his teammates back and they're healthy.
Sam, speaking of Luka, he's looking a little bit. I mean, you've seen me in person. You know how chiseled I am. does Luka, he looks a little bit beefy out there, doesn't he? What's up with that?
Man, he is just a big boned guy, old dog. He's just big. But think about this, man. People talking about, well, his weight. Well, we can always get in a little bit better condition. But look at the things that he does. And the thing that I love about this dude is no matter how you pressure him, no matter what you do, you cannot speed him up. And the reason you can't speed him up is that size, that girth, that size, that height, and his ability to handle the ball. I mean, that ball is just an extension of the fingers on his hand. So anytime you have that command of the ball and you have that command of your body and you have size, you know, and you have poise, if teams can't speed you up, then they can't get you off the game.
Sam, speaking of looking a little beefy and then a guy who had a very quick transition, James Harden goes from Houston and in the New York area, and he looks like he's 20 pounds lighter overnight. I don't know if you saw that on the internet or not.
I'm telling you, he was wearing a fat suit in Houston. He was.
Just a demand.
Yeah, he was still getting 30 with a fat suit on, James Harden is a unique talent, man. I don't think the NBA has ever seen anything quite like him. When you look at his strength, his ability to handle the ball, go anywhere on the court, and that step back three is lethal. He's also one of the smartest players, one of the best passers, and I think this is going to work in Brooklyn for this reason. James Harden, Kevin Durant are going to make it work because they understand their legacy is not about scoring titles and all-star selections. They're going to get those things. It's about winning championships. Not getting to the finals, but winning. Durant has two, Kyrie has one, and James Harden has none. And for people that's trying to dog James Harden out, remember this. If Chris Paul doesn't pull his hamstring in game six against Golden State, we might be talking about James Harden in a different light because they could have very well went on and won the championship that year if Chris Paul would have stayed healthy.
With Sam Mitchell, you narrated a really incredible piece up on TSN.ca. It's going to be on SportsCenter We'll tweet it out. It's Martin Luther King Day down in the States. Can you take us through, you know, what this day means for you? When I mean, it comes around every year, and it's an important day every single year. But can you take it through, you know, take us through your thought process on Martin Luther King Day today?
Well, it just reminds me of my father when I was a little kid growing up, how limited of options he had as a young man. You know, my father was basically told the two or three things he could do in life. He was never allowed to dream and dream big, to expand his horizon, to think about what if. My father and my mother never had that dream. So when I think about what Martin Luther King, through his struggle, through his death, the way he lived his life, to give my people like myself and others an opportunity to be successful. And at the end of the day, you know, these words, the things that he talked about, the content of your character, not about who you are, what you are, and what you have. It's about who you are as a person and how you deal with your fellow man. And guys, I'll say this now, especially in the United States and all around the world. Let's just find the simple things in life. You know, we all have our political parties. We all have our beliefs. But at the end of the day, if we could just be kind to one another, it don't take any money. It don't take me joining your political party. It doesn't take anything to be kind to each other. And I think if we just start with that, with kindness and just a little bit respect and just listen a little bit, you know, the world would be in a much better place. But Martin Luther King, for me, my family, and the opportunities that have afforded me, he means everything.
Again, you can find Sam's narrated piece up on TSN.ca, SportsCenter. We'll tweet it out, post it everywhere. Great stuff as always, Sam. We always appreciate you taking time for us. We'll do it again down the road. Thank you for this.
Hey, man, you guys take care of yourself and be safe, because I got some friends in the hospital right now dealing with COVID, and they are struggling, man. They're on ventilators. They have semi-paralysis, can't speak. I mean, this COVID is wreaking havoc, man. I know we're all tired of it. I know we have COVID fatigue, but I tell people this all the time. You know what I get tired of worse than COVID? Being sick or dying.
Yeah.
So
yep.
Take care of yourself.
Yep, it's a great point. You too, buddy. Wow. Thank you for this. There
all
is
right,
Sam Mitchell, longtime NBA head coach, player, coach of the year up here in Toronto, friend of the show, Raptors analyst. And again, we urge you to find that up on TSN.ca. Martin Luther King Day down in the States today. And what he just said, you know, rings true as well. COVID. I mean, that COVID doesn't discriminate. We know that. And we're still dealing with it up here. They're certainly dealing with it down in Georgia where Sam is. And it's not going away anyway, anytime soon.